Inconsistent.
Why is it
gang 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 gang?
That's why.
Booyaka. So the question he had was,
do you think that society in the whole is getting dumber?
Yep.
Yes.
Why and how is it happening?
This is the way. This is what I think. Okay. Now you guys tell me if I'm wrong. Ready? When we were younger, right? Our generation, whatever, the last real generation of humans, right? When we had to think of something and figure it out, we had to actually think about it. We had to go out of our way and figure out why and learn a lesson, da-da-da. These people could just Google it. They bypass the learning process and they go straight to the answer. We had to learn. We had to go through a process of learning why this is happening. And then we could figure out the answer. They go straight to the answer. The entire learning process is taken out the equation because they have Google.
Instant
answer. There's no thinking anymore. It's just give me the answer.
So before, now I'll give you an example. Before. We would get a map and figure out the route. Then it changed to printing it out and following it as you go along.
Yeah.
To we just follow a line. Oh, we're on the line.
I don't gotta think anymore.
We're on the line. It was just right here. It was just right there. That wild swing though, I love it. You're like a Susie.
Eventually, I'll catch it, right? If
it's okay. Right. Eventually, right? Sure. With that little ass tennis shit. No. So. We would have to actively look it in. Now we just stay on the blue line. That's all you gotta do.
Just stay on the blue line, gang gang. So that's the way I think about it. They don't have to learn anymore. They just want the answer. The answer is gravity holds things down. We don't have to learn about a gas and liquid and liquid. You know, there's more. It's more dense.
You gotta be on the ready all the time. Just have a standby.
They don't have to learn that process. So their brain doesn't hold that information.
Right.
To learn why gravity held things down, there was a law. We had to learn so many other things.
Right. So, but here's my argument, right? So point. Because they already know that that information is readily available at their fingertips.
Take the camera away from me.
Why?
Because I want to move it.
What the hell is this nigga doing?
You can keep talking.
Okay? Oh, right. So I forgot what we were talking about. Where are you trying to go? Right, so if they already have that information, it's readily available, wouldn't the human nature want...
Is it on me?
Not yet. Wouldn't human nature want it to be that you're still looking for better answers or other shit? Like, your hunger to learn. And like, we already know about this. I want to learn more, some other shit that hasn't been learned.
You think that because you're a learning-ass nigga. This new generation are not full of learning-ass niggas.
As he popped up in the screen, man, rather. Why you want to be so close to your audience, Bendeja? Such a little slut. You trying to change the whole scenario? How are you trying to fix everything now, halfway through three episodes, that no one's ever going to listen? This nigga. Anyways.
Gang, gang. Etimble. Now you can see the secret sauce.
Wow, look at the cord. It's those
gang gang.
Gang. Listen, so yeah, I think that because we've already learned some shit.
Should have seen the timble. You can see this mancha right here.
I agree with you. I think that we're getting dumber. And I think that, let me answer the question.
We're getting dumber because we're getting smarter.
Let me give you the other reason why I think that this shit is popping off. It's because the reason why is because
We used to be library searching ass niggas. Remember that?
Oh my God. Shut up.
We had to find
it. I just got my library card again.
You could do Libby.
I don't know what that is, but I can't tell you this.
You can get books on your phone for free. And you can get audio books on your phone for free. Gang gang.
Thanks for the free advertising.
Libby? Good. This is public information. We should all be doing this.
We should be hooking each other up. That's the mentality right there. And that mentality doesn't work in a capital system.
That is what Clarence Thomas advocates for. Us helping each other out.
So
that book I listened to with Clarence Thomas.
Very good.
So what were you saying before?
You're so distractible.
I know I am. There's a lot going on.
Multiple things right now. I'm killing mosquitoes. I'm Googling things to talk about. And you're over here stuck on the gang gang. Gang gang.
It's so dumb.
What is it? She says something. Woman's or something. So good. If you watch her, she's a robot, bro. She's like, does everything exactly.
Not gonna watch her.
Exactly the same way over and over again. It's so good.
I join lives and I see what they're doing the first like maybe 7 seconds and I'm out. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. Stuff, nigga, sound like and then I'm over there in the kitchen and you're scrolling and I can hear the shit on your phone and I'm like, bro, I don't do that. That scrolling thing, I don't do that. Yo estoy viejo, I think. I think I'm just expiring. So back to the whole thing about.
I love it.
You know her kids be saying that shit, right?
All day.
All day. She must hate saying it.
Okay, I know her name now.
You know her name? It's a secret?
You want me to say it?
Bitch, I don't give a...
Her name is Pinky Doll. Gang Gang. And I found out she's Haitian.
Wow.
You want to know how I found out she's Haitian?
How?
Because when she complained to her kids, she was talking Creole.
Entrometida.
And I used Duolingo when I was working in the hospital, so I know some Creole.
Okay.
So I was able to understand some of the stuff she was saying. I was like, ah, gang gang. So when I heard her talking, I was like, oh, there was a point when she was counting to her kid. When he did something wrong, she started counting for him to stop. I was like, okay, she's French. Not French, but, you know, Haitian.
Hot Haitian.
What the fuck?
You think she has a filter on?
Hot Haitian?
Hot Haitian. I can't say that word.
Haitian?
Asian?
Haitian. Haiti?
Okay.
What, you thought I said Asian?
I don't. I just can't say it.
You can say Haitian?
Haitian. Not that together. Say hot Haitian fast, real fast.
Hot Haitian?
Hot Haitian.
Anyways. Hot Haitian. Que pendejería.
Listen to me. So.
Que patería. Somebody used that word the other day. I was dying laughing.
What?
Bateria.
Nigga.
Bateria.
What were we talking about?
Gang gang.
No. Oh, that's so annoying.
It is so annoying.
She has a 5 minute, you know, this thing. I get it.
It has to be. Hold on.
You think that she's making...
How does she do that with her tongue? She, I don't know, bro. I think it might be a filter, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
She's the god of this.
That's what you call what that's what we'll be doing.
Gang gang.
When the robots take over. That's what I meant to say.
Look, you gotta see her. She's a robot now.
She's a robot.
I can totally see AI doing this. I don't wanna hear this.
Look, right, but
I don't wanna even hear it, but just look at the way she's moving.
But the thing about it is that there's something about the human aspect, the live human aspect that won't.
There's going to be plenty of that.
But it'll never go away. AI won't surpass.
The Disney, the Netflix, the big companies.
Right.
It's all AI.
Right. That's the little guys,
the indie movies. They're going to be like, oh, we have real actors. It's going to be freaking part of the title. You're going to see that on the movie poster. Done with real actors. That's what you're going to see. Written by a real person, real writer. That's going to be like a hook to get people to watch.
You seen Black Mirror?
Yeah.
The episode with Sam Hayek?
Yeah.
It'll be that,
yeah. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, and you're saying that that's worth how much for you? 500 million?
$500 million, and I'll sell my everything.
Everything.
My virtual.
Each time.
I'll change my name. Take my name too. I'll
still each time at your 30s, at your 20s, at your 40s.
I'll just do it over 50s. And over again. Yeah. You, but you can. It's only worth what if they use my thing to put in like blockbusters movies, then I know that my identity is worth more next.
What time. Is it? Because what if they do it like this? They say, okay, you sold your 20s to us, and we put X amount of ads, and we know the revenue that that image brought in, so you get a percentage of that.
I'll take that
because we could figure everything else out. You know, everything's computerized. Yep.
Give me, I don't know, give me 10 million, and I'll take that deal. Easy.
It's a percentage.
I could start off my life, and I know checks will be coming in forever, so I'm good. I don't need the 5. Give me 10. I could take the jump to start. Get myself a mansion, nice car, start a business, whatever.
But then eventually AI would be able to replicate fake human looking people.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was telling you. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's over.
No, but would they be able to actually create someone that doesn't eventually get created?
They do it now. They but make people that don't exist.
Do you think that there's a limit to designing a different face?
No.
There's no limit.
Because
no,
you change it just that. A krika hair.
But in
and it's totally different person.
Another, not a krika hair.
Just a little pelito.
Not, yeah. Not with this hair. Oh my God. Yeah. No, but seriously, but there's still an infinite amount of numbers of possibilities of arrangements of making a thing. Finite, yeah. Right. It's eventually, not infinite. Yeah. It's,
but it doesn't matter to our lives.
Because too many. Because
there's so many, it doesn't matter to us.
Oh my God.
It's almost like saying 100 billion trillion. That means that might as well just be infinity to me. The number's so big it doesn't even matter.
But not a billion in Lotto, right?
What do you mean?
The mega, the guy in California
woke up. He won it?
And won 1.08 billion.
Oh, damn it.
Dollars.
That wasn't me.
What would be the first thing you would do? Listen. Let me be specific. I'm not talking about your plans, your dreams, your empire. How are you absorbing the first 24 hours?
The first thing I do is call out of work. I'm sick.
Out of work, done.
Out of work. Go straight to a lawyer's office.
Straight to a lawyer's office.
Yeah. I won this money in the lottery. I need a lawyer.
But how are you celebrating? Are you ordering out that day? What are you ordering? Are you getting on a plane to Puerto Rico? I'm like, we're going to go to the Caribbean.
No. That day, the first day?
The first 24 hours,
bro. I'm going to Wendy's. I'm an important person. I can't be taking planes now. $1 billion? I'm not getting on an airplane with you peasants. I'm on a freaking private jet now. I can't risk this. I got to do private.
So you go across the street to Wendy's to get food.
That's my first meal, I think. Go straight to Wendy's, get food. I can afford it now, baby. You have whatever you want on this menu. Give me the whole menu.
That's hilarious. Okay,
but I will go to a lawyer first to be like, all right, this is what I want to do.
No, seriously, I don't give a fuck. Obviously, or whatever. I get that part.
Okay, so what do you say?
But what do you say? How are you celebrating it? Like, you just found, you woke up and you're like, you check your ticket and it was like, you're the guy that just won. Are you cooking that night? Are you?
No, I'm done. I don't cook no more. That part of my life is over.
What are you doing though?
I don't cook. I don't clean. That's over.
I think I would get a steak and cook a steak.
I wouldn't do any of that. I'm done. I will hire a chef to come make me the perfect steak.
I wouldn't want to, like you said, I wouldn't want to risk not getting to cash the ticket.
Exactly.
I just want to stay home. So I'll get an Uber,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I go to a lawyer. I want to secure everything.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to, this is my lottery ticket number. Take a copy of it. Put it into my file. Then I'll go straight to cash it. I'll take the one lump sum. Don't give me your
old. I wouldn't change my cell phone.
I would definitely. I'll just drop in the sewer.
Not me.
Go to a dealership, get a new car.
That's too
obvious. I'll buy two cars. I'll be like, look, ship this one to this address right here in Red Hook. I'm never talking to him again. He's just
gonna I'm never talking to him again.
I'm out.
Why did we ever decide that? That makes me sort of kind of not really want to not win. Because I almost like your ass.
I'm gone. I would definitely buy a bunch of companies.
Nah, I wouldn't do. I would act like nothing happened.
I would take $100 million and invest in AI.
Almost. He just came out of your beard.
I know. 100 million I'll invest in an AI. And I'll be like, whatever you guys create belongs to me.
I wouldn't make it obvious that it happened. I would like, yeah, I would hey, like.
I'm gone. My phone is in the sewer. Nobody knows me anymore. I'm
I wouldn't do it that way. I would creep out like, everything's normal.
What I would do is I'll send people certain things.
And I would keep the phone on. And I would just watch it ring.
Because you know, you know their family's going to call you.
Yeah, and I would watch it ring like, let's see who calls next. Let's see who calls next, Jeremiah.
Not me. I would disappear. People would be looking for me. They can't get in contact with me. And all of a sudden, one day, they'll get something in the mail. A new car.
Now I know.
Now I know he won. This is what happened. Yeah. One by one. Edible arrangements. I'll just send people edible arrangements. They'll know.
Have a great life. Leave a little note.
You know, people that are, you know, my mother-in-law, I'll just pay off her house. It's yours now. You don't have to pay no more taxes, nothing. That's it.
That's crazy, right? Wake up to be the only winner of something so random. You know what I was thinking too? I was like, imagine you hit both. You're the only person that hit both. You know what the odds are of that, to hit both? Because the other ones are like almost 800 million too.
Bro, I want to play when there's less people playing. I feel like your odds are so much higher.
I don't feel like that has anything to do with it.
Yeah. Okay, if 300 million people play versus 600 million... The odds of you winning goes up so much more higher.
No, the odds are the odds. The chances of other people winning are higher.
All of us are higher. Not just other people. You think you're the most unluckiest man?
Yeah, but you're not eliminating that number. We could all hit the same number. The chances of getting it.
If the numbers are lower, like if it's not a billion, let's say it's only 600 million, less people even play. A lot more people play when the numbers are higher. Because they're like, oh my God, it's so much money. We got to play.
Yeah. But think about that. It was at $1 billion and only one person hit. So the odds of winning are astronomical.
Either way.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
But it's almost like my example with 100 billion trillion versus infinity. It doesn't even matter. The numbers are too high.
They're the same number.
You're just playing in hopes. I'm the guy. That's what the guy woke up that. I want to hear his story.
Word.
Do you play the lottery often, or is this your only time? Or is it like, I only play once a year probably?
I've been playing in a stupid machine. And once I got up to the machine, and that shit was right behind you. I got up to the machine, and there was already $10 credit in the machine. I was like, oh.
I won already.
I won already. And then I won. Yeah. So it's just, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. When you play, do you think about it?
The lottery?
Yeah.
That's standard issue.
Standard it.
Everybody that plays.
Their
mind goes to, if I win, I'm going to do X, Y, Z.
You start playing it out in your mind?
Yeah. In their head, they already won. They already got the mansion. They got the house.
So when the person says, good luck, you're like, you have no idea.
I already won, nigga. I don't even know why you're playing. I've already got it. I already cashed it in. Yeah.
We do weird things, right?
Man, if I won.
There we go. There you go. You see, you're doing it right now. You just cashed the ticket.
I did. I'll make a show. I'll buy MTV. I'm like, I want to make shows.
MTV?
Because nobody watches it.
That's old school.
Yeah, nobody watches it. I want to remake. Maybe not MTV. I'll just make my own thing. I'll make my own studio. And I'll be like, look, these are the ideas. I'm going to make a movie about X, this thing. This is my first story. You guys make it. Use your imagination. Just here goes my points. Make sure this alien ship looks like this. Or this guy goes, the UFOs, the people that go back in time. Remember that episode? Make that movie. You know what I'm saying? And every once in a while, I'm like, you guys, amongst yourselves, I'm going to back you up one time. And then you make money from the movies and you keep going from there. But every time I have an idea, I want that movie made. I don't care if we lose money on it. It's still my movie. And I'll pay the difference if we lose money. I'll pay you guys so that the business never goes out. But I own the business anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I want to make sure the business keeps going. I don't want it to die because of my dumb idea. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's what happened with Netflix. Because that they were going to sell at one point for a crazy amount of money, bro.
Did you know that?
For like, how much was it? 5,000? Is that true?
I don't know.
I heard it was 5 grand.
5 grand.
We're talking about 2001.
I wouldn't have bought that.
No. Yeah.
But still, if I was Blockbuster, I would have bought that.
Imagine buying Netflix for $5,000.
Oh, God.
And then saying exactly what you're saying. Like, go ahead, you guys run it.
You know Netflix...
Don't change anything you guys are going to
do. You know
do.
Netflix, they just buy movies now. They make their own little things, but mostly...
They're buying...
Yo, you made a movie? Okay, I'm going to buy it from you and I'm going to put Netflix on it. And now, hey, Netflix made this new show.
Hell yeah. At one point, they were like doing it. They were like, it's a little expensive.
Yeah. You ever watch the movie Love, Sex, and Robots, the show on Netflix?
It's a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
It's so good.
So good.
The Bihita one, the old lady one with the appliances.
I don't remember.
What? With the dog? The little annoying dog?
Keep going.
And the little old lady, she's like, she's cleaning her apartment or some shit, and it's fucking crazy.
Did you see the one where they open their freezer and there's a civilization in there?
No.
And then every as the hours go along, the civilization gets more advanced and more advanced.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's so good. It's funny because I think about the sci-fi like that, and I'm like, what the hell happened to Star Trek? This is
good. Reality TV.
But I'm saying this is good new Star Trek. Right? Not Star Trek. What? Sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
It's not old school sci-fi.
I'm telling you what happened. When cameras got smaller and then it got to the point where everyone had it on their phones and the speeds of that information transferring between us became faster, it was a ramp.
Star Trek.
Just like...
How does it go with Star Trek? I understand.
Like creativity, everything became live, like reality shows.
You're saying creativity went out the door.
Yeah, because everything became live. The thing that became popular was MTV. What was the MTV shows?
MTV
was
Cribs.
Cribs, Real World. Yeah. It stemmed from all. Then you have The Bachelor.
No, but I'm saying
The Bachelor season 39. It's like, what the fuck?
Star Trek today. You know what I mean? Like, they could make a show of Star Trek.
It's not popular. Those TV shows are popular. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
How many cooking shows are there? Contest shows that are out there?
There's one. There's a good one that I watch.
There you go. You see? You're proving my point.
Well, my wife watches it, but it's so good. What is it called?
I watch...
America's Test Kitchen. So good.
This nigga, he's proving my point.
They make food, and then there's a segment that they have where they, like, a random kitchen appliance, like a spatula.
Right.
They'll have a spatula, but they'll have like 12 different ones. And then they have a group of testers that test them all for durability, ease of use. Like, there's a whole bunch of options for price. And then they say, okay, for the best value and the best option, you pick this one. But if you want to spend money and get a really good one, you get this one. And it's so good. I feel like they did it with all different microwaves.
You're wondering what happened with Star Trek?
No, what I'm saying is Star Trek today.
Right there.
Right now, today.
What do you mean?
Where are the writers?
First of all, they're on strike.
Yeah.
Second of all.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that if they're able to make this show, there's another one called Oat Studio.
I feel like I heard about
on
that.
On Netflix as well. That they have so many good ideas. And this is brand new made. Like
ideas?
Yeah. So basically, somebody made this show or this episode within the past few years. You know what I mean? But the Star Trek shows that are out now are not like half, they're like half-assed. And Star Trek is a big name with a big studio backing it. But you got these small little studios coming up with these great ideas for sci-fi. Why aren't these big studio names picking these people up to make sci-fi shows? Right? I don't know if you remember a lot of these guys that wrote Star Trek, like Next Generation, even the original series that I found out later on. But there are people that they used to do this thing where you write it in a script and you send it to them. And if they like it, they'll hire you to make the show. And they don't do that anymore.
Hell yeah.
But a lot of these writers that wrote, Brendan Braga, I think he was one of the guys that wrote in. And they were like, yo, you got a good idea. Let's put it on.
He made mad episodes.
But look at him now, right? Like, he made a lot of sci-fi. And I think he was a co-writer for, the Battlestar Galactica. The new one. He was part of that. He helped write it. This random guy.
You think that there's a limited amount of, I think it was, you think there's an unlimited amount of storytelling?
I think you can always add a little twist to everything.
They said that there's a limited amount of music.
Oh, I see. Because mathematically.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I just saw it.
Because isn't it the same thing? Creativity?
Yeah. I mean, everything's finite, but I think the numbers are so high.
Like that plane thing, like that video you sent of the plane crash, the Chinese thing is... He's and that the guy was screaming because he thought he was in a loop. And there was
a time loop. This is the sixth time.
I'm in a time loop. This is the sixth time we're all going to die.
That thing?
That story?
I would make it into a show, a movie.
But it's been a story like 15 billion times already. That's it's just
yeah, but not Chinese. I just add a little twist to it.
How do you always make the episode racist? How do you manage to always accomplish racism? What I'm saying is,
you could
racism.
Always add a little twist to the story.
I don't know.
Or you could make it.
It's the same fucking
you
story.
You could make it that the twist of the story is that they get him off the plane, and now he's in the airport, and the airplane takes off and crashes anyway without him.
He wasn't able to save anybody but himself.
Yeah. See?
Fuck it.
See how quick I just add a little twist to it?
Yeah, but again, so, okay, great. Done. That story's done. Se acabó.
Next story. All right. But that's a whole, you can make that into a movie or a full show, a season. Like, you know those shows that is just like five episodes or something like that? What are they called? Limited series? You could just make it on that. Or you can make it into a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Or like a three-part movie series.
Exactly.
Sure. But again, I think there's a limit too. What else can you come up with?
But what does it matter to my short lifespan? I could go.
Oh, right. Yeah. Enjoy your version.
Exactly. I could just do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So if I won the lottery, I'd hire those guys. And I'd be like, I need you brain power to make a great sci-fi. I want to watch the best sci-fi I could watch in my lifetime. And I have the ability to do it now.
Go wild.
Go crazy. And then the hopes is that, you know, we make money off of it. But really, you're making movies for me.
I'm still going to enjoy that shit.
Still going to enjoy it anyway. And then we're going to try to, you know, put in movie theaters, make some money.
You think that's too much control with you? We're like, you go backstage, we're like, listen, that last one, don't do that shit again. Don't do that one again.
If I didn't like it, I would tell them, hey, this is what I didn't like, this is what I liked. I own the studio. You make the movie I want. Again, we're not here to make money. We're here to make me happy.
And this is what we do this show here at the basement. Because we've been spending this money. And at the end of the day, we're chilling, having a good time. No matter what, even though there's nobody listening. And we're technically talking to ourselves, which might be the definition of
insanity.
Insanity. Because it's technically like we're playing pretend. What kind of... See, I don't get the point of that. I guess that's... If
so you could kill him in the dark. Unless it's just literally just a flashlight.
I think it's just a flashlight because...
But then why would I do that if I have this everywhere I go? This is my flashlight.
First of all, why would you have a...
This is my communication device.
If you're trying to sleep...
That chick just popped off my phone.
Hold on.
Gang.
The presumption here is that you're in the dark because you're trying to go to sleep. Because why else would you be in the dark? Number one. And if you... To go to bed, you're holding that in your hand? No.
Maybe it's next to your bed. Again, I'll use my phone for a flashlight before anything else.
I think it's because...
I use my phone as a flashlight every single day.
I think it's because if it's nighttime and you're outside, you turn that on because they're attracted to light, it'll bring them to you.
Just hold it like that and just like... That's good. That's a good theory.
That's my only theory.
We're going to make that into a movie now.
This thing in this movie.
I want to make a movie.
I'm telling you, just write an idea down. We'll start with a fucking paragraph.
I know. I'm going to tell ChatGPT to help stretch.
See, that's ahí lo jodiste. It's not ours anymore.
No, it's ours.
How is it ours if the AI is making it?
I just need filler. I'm not going to write every sentence.
I'll give you the filler. I'm dramatic like that, bitch.
I don't need every sentence. I just want to give you the premise. And then as we're going along, I want to be able to change the script.
Throw the premise. Throw a nice, decent idea.
Bro, I watched the video.
Of how they do it? Don't cheat.
No. That this guy explained the book. And I'm listening to the story of the book. I'm like, this is an insane storyline. I wish they would make a movie out of this. Why isn't nobody doing this? And then at the end, he goes, AI wrote this entire script. And I was like, oh. I couldn't believe it. It was such a good script. It was a sci-fi. I was like, this is so good.
But he knows how to Googlefy that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But that's all we need. We got
to
hire
people. You don't know how to do shit, nigga.
We don't know how to do anything ever.
So do something.
But we have to learn. Remember, we're the generation of the learning niggas. So we have to learn to figure it out.
Reading Rainbow.
Bell Atlantic.
Bro, I don't know. I think you should then do it.
Well, write a movie.
You see his face? This nigga doesn't know.
Yeah.
Gege. Yo.
I'm too lazy
to freaking
think about what's involved. Okay, let's think about this. If we decided to do it today, we're like, oh, we're gonna write a movie script.
Okay, first of all, there's a character. Look at that.
We need to find a guy. Who's the guy?
There's a character.
Pendejo.
A guy.
What does he do for a living?
See? A regular 9 to 5.
But what though? Think about the Matrix. When the Matrix first started, what was his job?
He was a fucking file clerk or some shit. He's working in the office.
Right, exactly. So you gotta tell him, okay, what does he do?
It's a likely job.
Because we have to start slow. He's doing something boring.
Yeah, some regular shit. Maybe he's
Wait, hold on. Are we gonna go with the idea of going back in time and saving the world?
Bitch, I don't even know. I'm just trying
That's what I'm saying. We gotta come up
you
with a
went,
premise.
You went to the beginning of writing to the try to get to the end of the story.
No, but we have to have an overall premise before we can start doing filler.
No, this is not filler. We just have a character because we're gonna need a character regardless.
But okay, so the show's gonna start. Okay, let's just say we're doing the
back. There's just a fucking guy. There has to be a guy.
Write a movie here. All right, let's just see.
Let's just
the
guy.
Let's just see how far we're gonna see this movie in 5 years. And I'm like, oh, somebody stole our idea.
Fuck, we could have been rich. Yeah. Netflix.
Damn it. All right, so the idea is, the premise is, the people, humanity goes back in time, and that's what UFOs are. That's what they abduct people to take the DNA.
God damn. Okay.
Okay.
So the overarching story.
So we're going to start a guy that works in an office. Is he from the future or is he in the past? I think we need to start it in the past.
He's in the past. He doesn't know yet.
He sees the UFO. That's his first 30 minutes of the show. He's working a regular job. Maybe he went to go to the grocery store at night. He's walking home. He's putting the keys in his car and he sees a flashing light. He's like, huh. And then he goes to work and he's like, yo, I saw a UFO. They're like, oh, that's crazy. Like, oh, I really saw a UFO. And then maybe he gets abducted in the next
Did you hear what Bill said? He saw
a UFO. And in the abduction scene, he actually fights back. And you get a, they're covered head to toe. They look like aliens. But really, their sleeve gets rolled up slightly and you can see it's a human skin under it.
Okay.
And then he wakes up in his bed. He's like, that was a person. You see? I got you.
I'm just looking at your stupid face on this.
It's good. It's a good show. It's a good movie.
So we don't even know what it is, first of all.
So
okay,
he,
so.
Oh, wait. Oh, I got a good one. So then he writes a story or a diary or something.
He writes in his journal.
And then what happens is the niggas from the future find it. And they're like, oh, he knows we're people. And that leads to the next abduction he has in the past. You understand?
Okay.
Are you following?
I am following.
Okay, so he writes a book that he saw aliens and he thinks they're humans. And in the future timeline, he becomes like a person obsessed with it, trying to convince people. So they go back in time to abduct them again because he's changing the future or something like that.
Because of his first abduction.
Because of the first abduction, he's changing the timeline.
Right. Okay.
So they have to go back in time to change his abduction story. And what they do is, it's too late. We already did it the first time. So now what we have to do is convince you not to talk about it and to stay quiet.
So while he's at his job and he's dealing with his employees that he supervises and has his boss on his ass about
the alien interjects somehow. And they tell him, we have people in this timeline watching you. So as he's working, as people walk by, they go, hey Bill. He's like, oh my god, I could be one of them. And he's just started to be paranoid everywhere he goes.
Or maybe one of his subordinates beneath him tells him, you know, we know what you're doing.
Or maybe the guy just in the double
we day, know
the guy in the fruit stand when he goes to buy gum.
You gotta understand, if you continue doing this, you're gonna ruin.
No, it can't be somebody he interacts with every day. It has to be some random
stranger danger.
It has to be somebody he bumps into the street, and they go, "Make sure you keep your mouth shut, Bill." And they just walk away. He's
like, make sure you keep your mouth shut,
because if it's somebody he sees every day he goes to work, and he knows that's the guy. But if it's a random, he'll never see him again.
He's going to tell HR if he knows him. Gotcha. Exactly. Okay.
It has to be somebody from the future. And then you find out later on, the person that abducted him the first time was one of his ancestors. Because the way it works is, you need close DNA. So that way we can gene mix them together. So we can extend our DNA from the future.
Not ancestry of me.
Yeah. So it has to be like one of his great-great-grandchildren that abduct. That's the way it works. When you come back in time, you have to abduct your relative. Or, and then what could happen too is that maybe the ancestor came and abducted the wrong person, and they messed up the timeline, and it's actually their fault. It's not Bill's fault. It's their fault because they abducted the wrong guy.
And that guy's lineage was added to the...
Yeah, and it messed up something in the future. See how good we're doing here? We can write a
shit. We're doing great. Nobody wrote shit down. There's not pen, paper.
We're doing great.
We're doing great. I'm not going to remember half the shit you said.
But it's really good, though. I want to watch this.
I keep telling you. Okay, so you have a premise. Put that in the Google file with the AI.
The GPT.
GPT. And let's see what she comes up with.
But really, I'm addicted to the gang.
That's why you spend your time.
Gang.
You be gifting, don't you?
Gang. I want to give her a lightning bolt. What is she doing to get a lightning bolt? I don't know.
This is what America is coming. This is what... Yo, you heard that you know, they passed the bill for children not to be able to have accounts under 13? Just passed. Yeah, social media account. Social media.
Oh, that's going to stop people. You know you're not allowed to look at porn if you're not... over 18, right? I'm just saying, it's illegal.
Right.
And then how many people has that stopped?
Yeah. I'm like...
But what's going to happen? It goes, you can't have an account when you're under 13. When's your birthday? Oh, my birthday.
You have to be older than... They even tell you have to be older than this amount. Okay, so that's how old I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep scrolling until I get that's to the real number
cute.
Three.
Thanks for the law. Real cute. That's one of those laws that they pass just to be like, I did something. And it doesn't affect nothing.
It's just to brag. We were part of that bill that prevented children
from... You know, we've been saving children.
Having social media accounts at the age of 13.
We saved 145 million kids in the past 2 years because of that. It's nonsense.
And if you need adrenaline juice, you can get that at Amazon for $5.99.
And you know what's interesting? I've seen there's some states where if you want to watch something like porn or whatever, it says we have to scan your face to make sure you're old enough. Yeah. Cause I think it's like Texas or something. That's how they do it. Either you show an ID... So they can see your actual age on the website or your face.
You know the DMTA.
You see with TikTok, you could change yourself. You can make yourself look older. Have you seen that? You ever tried that thing?
I don't do TikTok. I don't do social media.
Oh, I love it.
This is another thing I realized. It's because of the basement that I have social media in the first place. And I barely go on that shit.
I love it. I do the age thing with my kids.
I've done it on the snapshot. Jack, where are you? Yep. That would be right.
Can you show the camera? You gotta stand over there behind the camera.
No, I'm not doing a selfie with the fucking camera. What do you think this is?
Okay, what I'm saying is there's another filter. This is not the one, but there's another filter where you have a... like a thing that you can slide back and forth. And when you slide it this way, you become a baby. When you slide it this way, you become an old man. So if I'm 13, I'm like, oh, you can only see if you're 18. I just get it. I fast forward it till I'm 18. I take a screenshot and I show that as my face. And they're like, oh, okay, you're 18. Right?
Wow.
It's all fake. There's no real... You've done nothing. You've passed the fake law. Good job.
I guess, yeah.
Don't ride your horse while you're drunk. It's illegal. Nothing.
I mean,
nothing.
E for effort?
No, you don't get an E for effort. You get an A for effort.
I guess.
No, but so imagine I'm in the law. I'm in the Congress.
You're in it?
I'm in the Senate. And they're trying to pass this law. And they're like, okay, you know, usually what happens is they have everybody go up there and either say, hey, I'm pro or against it. Yeah. I'm against it. I'll be like, no, you're doing nothing. And then the news, you know what I'm going to say? They're going to say, this guy was the only senator that was against...
He wants children with social media accounts for predators to watch. Why would you be against the bill, Mr. Soto?
And then if I tell him, nobody wants to get it. That's like Ron Paul. Ron Paul's an old... he ran as a Republican because that was closest to his values, but he's a libertarian. And he was against the Iraq war. He was one of the only ones against it. And everybody's like laughing at him. And then now if we look back in time, we're like, yeah, he was right.
But if we already know that I think that even the dumb niggas, I think that even they know, like, yo, cut the bullshit.
This nigga didn't believe in gravity because bubbles float. There's dumb niggas that can't do nothing.
Damn, I guess you're right.
See, there's just dumb people. There's dumb people, bro.
You see them in the streets, right?
But he's not, yo, bro.
You see them, right?
Bro, there's nothing you could do. Bro, I don't know what to tell you. There's people that choose to be dumb forever. Just like there's people that choose to be homeless.
No, there's definitely some of those motherfuckers that just can't. Like this. No,
there's people that choose to be dumb. They want to stay the way they are. They don't want to be convinced of anything. Don't teach me nothing, bro. I know you've seen people like this where they're like, oh, why are you acting white? Remember those? Why are you acting white? Because you want to learn something new? I want to read a book?
Damn, I feel like I haven't heard that in a minute.
Yeah, but we heard them. You know what I'm saying?
Not now.
I mean, now we're older. We don't hang out with those idiots. We
we avoid
them. As time went on, we either weeded them out, they went to jail, they got killed. They're just dumb people. You know what I'm saying?
That sucks.
Well, that's what happens when you're dumb. You know what I'm saying? You gotta yo, Reddit is full of people getting killed because they're just dumb.
What do you mean?
Like, there's a video of a kid. He's taking a picture with a train. As the train's coming, he's leaning into the train. As the train's coming, it hits him. Bang! Dead.
This is the shit you be watching.
That's the stuff I be watching.
Don't but add this to the basement search history.
I don't even use the basement for anything. I only log in when I'm adding something.
You have your own social media?
I have 12, nigga. I have mine. I have the print lab one. I have freaking... There's so many of them I have. I don't barely even... It doesn't even matter. I just use my own.
So you categorize what you watch with the different accounts? Is that what you be doing?
Yeah, for the basement, I don't watch anything.
Nothing.
For the print lab one, I only look at stuff that deals with either garments or printing. Or that way, I get those recommendations.
Yeah.
You know, graphic designers, logo design, stuff like that. For my regular account, I follow weird stuff. I don't want to say. Gang, gang.
Obviously.
Gang, gang.
Why? Just why?
I love it. Because you know what it is, those people that do the gang, the people that watch it, that really give money, they grew up with computers and video games, playing those video games where the women's are like half nude and they're talking. Hey,
her movement mimics Grand Theft Auto.
So that's, they grew up,
do you see it,
like,
right,
watching that, fantasizing.
Would you agree?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, her look for sure, her vibe.
That stupid game that's like you're running into the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that
PC shit. Yeah,
that you just hit PC, it yeah. hard.
But they like PC that. Shit. They grew up playing that.
So
and
those
loving
PC
that.
Niggas love that because
they're the ones that give the lightning bolts to her.
It's a black woman that's very attractive. The filters make it easier for her to get ready for work.
Yes, it does.
And all she did was trend something that
took off. She's reaping the benefits. She may never have to work for the rest of her life.
No. She's working.
Because of this one moment. If she invests properly, she can also cash in on this. This is me. I'm Pinky, whatever. Put me in your movie or, you know what I'm saying? I want to make music. Think about Cardi B. Cardi B wasn't a rapper. She was never a rapper. She was a stripper. And then they put her in a show.
Yeah, but most of these niggas get the job. Like, we know this.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying is the way she cashed in was somebody was like, I like your style. And the way you talk and your vibe.
And market and brand
it. I wrote this song for you. Can you just rap it out and see what it sounds like?
Yeah.
A beat? And that was it. She's not a rapper. She didn't write none of her. Guarantee she writes zero songs. All she does is does a performance and she's done.
So all this girl did was make sounds.
Yep.
For different
objects. But her voice is top notch. So they may use her voice to do freaking commercials.
Ugh.
And she's done for the rest of her life. She's chilling.
Buy this condom.
Exactly. Gang gang.
Or... the heart of communication.
There you go. That's what she's gonna do, the heart of communications. But that's it. She's done.
She'll be working.
She'll never work at McDonald's. She's done. She's gonna be in. I mean,
no, that's like you. Would you ever work at a restaurant?
I'm not gang gang. Of course.
Would you?
I may never work in a restaurant. Maybe if I get older, I get bored.
No, you're not, nigga. Think about that job.
You never know where life leads us, bro.
Oh, he got a spiritual fortune cookie on
you. You think you're sitting home for 5 years straight doing nothing, mowing your lawn?
Nah, I'm gonna definitely be doing shit.
You may be like,
the shit that I'm gonna be doing is shit that I wanna do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we say that now. Yeah. But you never know what the hell happens in the future. It's so much possible.
Can I get you food with my broken back?
No, but you may have fun doing it because you can meet people and talk to people. Like, oh, I used to do a podcast. He talks to people all the time. That's why I like this job. I get to talk to so many different people.
I would be cursing them out.
Gang gang.
Like that restaurant that insults you?
That's so good.
I would definitely do that.
You ever seen people bring like their grandmother that has no idea what the restaurant's about?
No. And
they're in shock. They're like, I can't believe what's happening.
Oh, it's perfect because they're old school.
They have like, no idea.
Oh my God.
They're just sitting at the table and they're cursing at them and saying crazy stuff and they're like in shock.
At the end, they realize they're told, yeah, like, yeah, this is the whole thing.
And the whole other like relatives are just laughing at them. And they're like, what are you guys? She's insulting me. Are you guys crazy?
I gotta watch that.
It's so good because they get to the restaurant, they throw the menus on the floor. They're like, follow me. You ever seen those? So good. And the woman's like, what? What's going
on? I gotta watch that now. You know what I've been watching? I've been watching the people that go to those artists that makes fun of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's so
bro, sad. That shit has me dying. Yeah, yeah. It's so good because, you know,
I've been wanting to go do one.
Yeah, they got. Yeah. I feel like it's great because they know they're gonna get made fun of.
They're gonna get. Yeah,
they're good.
They're gonna get roasted, 100%. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I had some buckles with those, and it's the part that they're humble that they laugh. It's freaking hilarious. Yeah, yeah. The couples, the sisters,
gang.
You gotta let that go, Papa.
That's so good.
You're worshiping this chick.
She started a trend.
Y te pegaste.
Te me pegaste.
You're part of her subduction. Abduction? We were talking about UFOs. Seduction. Got it. See? GED comes into effect eventually.
I'm making her money right now.
You're basically making her money. Waving that shit como una pendeja.
If it's around, I want to be able to catch it.
If it's around, you're just wasting the juice.
No, if I see it flying over me, I do this.
Oh, bro. So why don't you start a trend? A dad one.
Then do what?
Gang.
I should record myself playing baseball.
You're playing now?
Oh, you don't know what's coming. This in April, August we start. I'm gonna make jerseys. They did a practice yesterday. I couldn't make it because I had something going on. But we're gonna start practicing once a week with the guys. Every single one of them came back and was like, we all gotta start running. They're like, we are not in shape for running. Like, we're strong. There's no doubt about it. We can't run. We're like,
it'll be the slowest game.
And now there's a guy that plays hardball, like baseball, and he comes into the gym sometimes. He doesn't really work out with us a lot, but he always comes in, and the first thing he does like 15, 20 minutes just straight stretching.
Nigga, I'm telling you.
Stretching his back.
You want to survive? Stretch, nigga, I'm telling you.
You ever seen the thing where they say if you can't hold yourself up for like 30 seconds, you're more likely to die when you get older?
Yeah, everyone dies when they get older.
No, but they're
saying that's usually the natural order of things.
So the logic is this. The logic is that when you're old, most people get hurt and die when they fall.
Hell yeah. I almost died. I fell the other day.
So if you increase your grip strength when you're younger, when you get older and you fall and you can grab something, hold on and not fall.
You seen the nigga that was on the, looked like some Spanish young kid who stabbed his cab driver? On the FDR, but the exit was too far away. He stabbed the driver, trying to escape. The exit was too far in each direction. He could hear the cops getting closer, and this nigga tried jumping over.
Jumping over what?
From the highway down to the floor.
Oh, to the water?
To the ground. On like water.
He was
street.
On Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
FDR, right back there by the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's a pretty far. I mean, you break something, you're not gonna die.
No, he didn't. That's the.
You're gonna break a leg or an ankle.
He missed the thing and he jumped off. If he would have been able to grab the next whatever that was, pipe or whatever it was, and then slowly let go and jump on the fence, he would have made it. But he missed the pipe.
Why did he stab?
And his body went because he was trying to rob the nigga.
Why these kids are so dumb, man?
Dumb. And, you know, so he's like, I'm not going to jail, so I'm going to jump. Now, not only are you going to jail, but you're going to be fucked up for a while, minute. Because he broke
one. And you get another charge.
Yeah, it's another charge. Because he broke at least a few things went broken in his land, right? And it's funny because it was three black fat chicks right like 2 feet away. They literally treated it like it was like bird shit that almost landed on them. Like, no. And they walked away. I could hear them saying that. Like someone should do a voiceover because they literally were like, and they skirted like walked away.
So
he's getting on the floor.
When we were kids, that crime felt like it made more sense.
What do you mean?
Robbing a cab driver. Because they have cash. Everybody pays in cash.
Oh, back in the day, yeah, yeah.
Today, hell that yeah. makes no sense. Were you going to steal his phone?
Yeah, you're not
What are you going to take from him?
The phone.
If it's locked, you say you're done. You ain't getting nothing.
You could sell that to someone who could break it.
Yeah, but by that point, if I'm the cab driver, I've changed everything. All my codes.
Yeah, but I still make $100 for my crack. For my yes. nickel bag.
Yeah, yeah. For my nick.
For my nick. Like, why are they robbing? Right? I mean, you know what I mean? It's to make a profit.
But the crime almost makes no sense. If you want to steal a phone, why do it on a it's cab a driver dumb, on the FBI?
Yeah, yeah. We could agree it's a dumb version just, of doing a crime.
You know, you do. You just ride the train. And whoever sits next to the door, when it goes boom, boom, you grab it and run out the door.
Whatever it is.
So I'm out.
Let me get your ear pods. And you go bleep, yep. bleep.
Anything. Just grab it right before the door closes. You slip out. And you just go, the train goes, you run up the stairs, I'm out.
I got it. Do you know what I find crazy about that situation?
I'm
what
not you're advocating is, for any crimes.
Yeah, that. Neither am I, because
I'm just saying there are smarter ways to do things.
No, what I'm saying is that all these immigrants that have their children on the train selling chocolates, I'm looking at these little motherfuckers, and they have a smartphone, a box of chocolate, and a kid all by himself on the train. I'm like, these niggas are gonna get robbed.
Yeah,
because they definitely have cash on them. Because how are the chocolates getting paid?
It's crazy how cash. Crimes,
unless they got Cash App on their phones that they have.
It's crazy how easy crime was to get away with when we were, even when we were younger. And imagine in the '70s, get away with murder.
Oh, there's so many unsolved mysteries. In
the 1900s, niggas won't even know you're dead. They'll never find out. They'll just be like, he's missing. We never know what happened to him.
Bro, there's so many unsolved that will never...
Today, you could get away with it, but it's so much harder.
Like the unknown soldier. You know how many unknown soldiers there are in the history of humanity? But
think about it. They caught the guy in Long Island.
Oof. Right? Yeah, that's because of science.
I heard the story of...
Because of the hair.
Yeah. I heard a story about the police station, about what's happening and why it took so long. It's crazy.
The politics?
The politics of it, yeah. Basically, the last commissioner was messing around doing crimes himself. So he kept the FBI away and tried to keep the crime rate low. So he didn't investigate.
He could get that funding.
See, not funding. He was selling drugs himself.
He was like, I can't solve a crime right now. I'm doing one.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if he killed the kid for trying to rob his bag because his bag had illegal substance in it. So he didn't want the kid to like reveal it. So he wound up killing the kid somehow and got away with it. Anyway, it wasn't just him. It was him, the guy that hired him, like the politician. Like it was like a long. And then when they got out, the new commissioner came in. Within 3 years, they called the murderer.
That you see, we have a new police commissioner, Borigua.
Yeah.
What do you think? He's a sellout.
No, they don't have to be sellout. We'll see what happens.
No Borigua hole. Hey.
What would, if he's a commissioner of the police, what would be considered him being a sellout?
I don't know.
If I'm gonna hire you as a police commissioner, I want you to arrest niggas. I don't care who they are, what color their skin is, what language they speak.
Make it safe again. Was it ever really safe?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think it was.
Well, make it safe.
Wasn't safe, nigga. I promise you.
Make
it wasn't
America
safe.
Great again.
I'm gonna tell you why it wasn't safe. Because it was never safe. Period.
Okay, whatever. But just make it safe now.
Make it seem safe. You mean?
No, make it arrest people. I don't care who they are. Arrest them.
Oh, just arrest you.
Well, I didn't do anything. I'm just saying, if they commit a crime, arrest them.
You're saying that they're not arresting niggas?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. They're not arresting niggas. That's 100%. They're letting people get away with it.
The subway's using AI to monitor the people who are jumping the train style.
I know. I heard that there was a girl. She was hopping the train. Ha, ha, ha. After like 10 or 15 times hopping the train, she got a ticket. She got a ticket in the mail with all the freaking train hops and a freaking bench warrant.
Ooh, now we're talking about.
Oh, because she thought, oh, I have the train, I'm getting away with it. After got like 15 something times, she owes, you know, whatever, $1,000. Now you got a bench warrant. If you don't show up in this court date, now you're going to have a warrant for your arrest.
Going to jail. And it's summertime. You don't want that.
Oof. You don't want to be in jail in the summer.
At all.
What are you at?
I don't know. But where do they come from, those fruit flies? Do they come from the fruit itself? Or was it a hatching from a fly or an outside source?
It happened in the farm.
Is it something that happens within bacteria that it went old and
no,
it grew an animal?
It's from the farm that you get the fruits from. They lay the egg in the skin of the fruit. And then if the, you know, if the, the,
so time all is right, fruit has eggs.
You eat bugs every time you eat fruit. There's no doubt about it.
You eat bugs when you eat fruit.
Yes, 100%.
Any kind of fruit.
It doesn't matter.
Every fruit.
Every fruit.
Every time.
Every time.
Always.
Maybe not bananas.
Why?
Or oranges.
Keep going.
Why? Because they have skin you peel off. You don't eat the skin.
So not all of them.
Most of them. A lot of them. So not bananas and not oranges, unless you keep the orange peel and you zest. I watch cooking shows. We already established this. I think it was last episode. We established this.
That was the last. You gotta stop watching that shit. And this is why we don't have those other shows, good thinking shows, because we're just gnomes watching whatever's in front of us.
We got a TV in the break room now. We didn't have one for a while, and the regular TV, Channel 5, Channel 4,
love it.
Put it on, and we're just watching some dumb crap. I'm like, why are we watching
this? There was a commercial that was like, your children on social media, it's like we lost them, where they're there but they're not. What is it doing to our children? I don't know, don't quote me on the wording. Mad dramatic, and it zooms in on the girl, and it was like, join the petition, join the cause, and some cult shit came up on the screen for you to join.
That's a 13-year-old thing he's talking about. It has to,
that's be. A, that's what I thought. That's why I was like, hold on, let me see if there's something that recently came out. And it was 2023, the bill was presented to ban 13-year-old use. And I'm thinking to myself, there's another technology to figure it out now. I know what you're saying, but even then, there's technology to go against that and figure it out. For example, YouTube is already figuring out how to stop people from using ad blockers. And like, I'm like, that's a thing? I'm like, yeah, that's a whole thing. There's always going to be a Napster story, a go around.
Yeah, but it's always going to be back and forth.
Right, there's always going to be a...
This year, we're going to figure out this thing. Next year, they're going to overcome it. Then we got to do another one. And another one.
And it goes, and goes.
And that's why we see aliens.
Are we getting smarter in the process?
Not us, no.
The computer.
No. Maybe the computer. Mostly the smart people that do this stuff, but not the general population.
The general population is just...
No, we're just... We just got the final result. We don't have the in-between.
We're just the lab rats that are...
Well, we just get the product. We don't know how it got developed and why, you know, what's
right. You got the phone.
We're not getting smarter. We're just downloading the app.
Blip, blip.
That's it.
Tell me. Ad block. Show me.
Update? Okay.
Teach me.
Oh, now I got you, YouTube. I got
entertain me.
That's it. We're nothing. We're not thinking about it. It's just happening. My phone automatically updates when I sleep. I don't know why. I don't know what apps are even updating. Well, I know sometimes the logo is different. I'm like, oh, okay, interesting.
Or it's happening while you use it and it says, oh, sorry, we're updating right now.
Well, I put it so it only does when I'm sleeping.
Oh, look at you, fancy. You don't want to be disturbed while you're being disturbed.
I want it to just happen and I don't want to know about it.
Wow. Bro, I'm telling you right now, there's just going to be that.
Yeah.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Gang, gang.
That's all that's going to be. People entertaining each other. And it's going to be...
That's it. That's it.
This person's going to be... But will there be unions for that?
Gang, gang unions?
No. It'll be the contract that you have with that platform. Listen,
if you want to make movies and you want to make really good shows and you want to do what you want to do, buy me lottery tickets and I'll make it happen. If I win, I'm giving it to you. I want creatives to make the shows that they want to make.
Don't buy me lottery tickets. Just give me your money.
No. Well, they need the money we got to get from the lottery. They don't have the money. If they did, they would be making their own movies.
What do you think she's doing?
Gang, gang.
Money.
She's not making movies, though.
She's providing
entertainment. She's...
But what creative. Is a movie? Entertainment.
She's OD creative.
She's creating entertainment. At the end of the day, it's the same shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Think about when you watch TV in the break room in your job and you see those commercials, you're like, it's always been the same things. We've always had ads. That's commercials. We sat through a minute and a half of commercials.
No, not me.
Right in front of
me. I knew exactly.
Literally, it was like right in your face.
I know exactly what it feels, a feeling. My brain has a feeling.
What the fuck was that?
I saw you look over there, so I did it.
That's awesome. I should have kept it going.
And I know when you're watching TV and it goes to ad, you get up, you go to the kitchen, the bathroom, and you know, oh, it's coming. And then as soon as you sit down, the show starts.
You're running to
it's
get to it.
It's built in your head, the timer.
The amount of time.
Yeah. We don't have that no more. These kids don't have that.
what they kind of do with the ads, right? They now, it went from one ad to 5 seconds.
Then it, I know how long 5 seconds are. Click the ad, skip ad, next.
Yeah.
You know what my kids do? I see them do all the time. If it's an unskippable ad, they report the ad as something and it goes away.
Inappropriate content.
Inappropriate, repetitive.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I be doing that shit too. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
So YouTube's going to take that away soon. That's how they're going to fight against it. Gang, gang.
We're doomed, nigga. Download Wikipedia. Make sure you have a database of shit.
I'm going to make a movie, all right? What am I going to do with the script? Once I write this script, what do I do with it? Now that I have it.
You get it copywritten.
And then I shop it around.
You throw that shit out there like it's hot wildfire. You market yourself until something comes up. You know what would be dope? If you could do a cut of it, or I don't know, over a reading with someone with a great heart of communication, a good voice.
But that's all, that's money. Or
there you go.
Or
what?
You get an AI to do that part.
That's still money, but
no, some of it's free.
Some,
even if I do with the trial period,
just to fuck around, and do one or two
videos.
No, one or two lines of the scene,
and then with, you see, the AI can create pictures, and I'll just make it look like a storyboard. So it's not actual video; it's just pictures of everything that happens.
Stills,
with voice acting in the background.
You better get writing, bitch.
In a world. Remember the old commercials, the old trailers used to start like that?
In a world, far, far away.
Remember they used to start like that? Now they don't do that no more.
Yeah, we're...
Right? They all used to start like that. In a world where this and X happened. There is
once
a man.
Upon a time.
Yeah. They don't do that no more. Now it's just straight to like whatever, an actor, some music playing.
Or right into it.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. We're going to see right now. Hold on. I'm thinking of a movie right now. Let's see.
Doo-doo-doo. Like, you could play some shit that started and everyone's going to know what it is.
Wait, that's not, this is a new version?
That's a Christmas thing. Yeah, we know that for sure. We know that one.
Look.
The New York cop John McClane has come to see his wife.
That guy,
the narrator.
Yeah.
He's going to have to save her.
They don't have that one.
We should do that.
In a world. See? They don't have that anymore. But that'd be so fun to make it like that. Like, if you send it to a studio executive, he'd watch it. He'd be like, this is so retro. Like, this is really cool.
Yeah, you gotta just send it.
I just gotta send it. I'm just an idea guy. I don't know how to do the rest.
Oh, qué lindo.
Hey, baby.
Oh.
I want to copyright everything now.
That's what this is why niggas ain't doing shit.
Yeah. Copyright is expensive.
Is it?
Hey, Siri. How much is a copyright? Let's find out.
$39.99.
How much does it cost to get a copyright? LegalZoom. Ready? Toma. Copyright. Are there fees and costs? Copyrights. Online registration is $45. A print registration is $125.
Look at that. I was not close.
So your idea has to be.
Because you're going to put like $200.
Because you're in your head, you're like, I gotta put money down for this. You know?
$200 and you go.
So whatever I make has to be on point.
My eyes are powerful. I love it.
You see it coming, right?
Because you swing every time I look. Hey, bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, we'll still prefer to entertain each other versus AI entertaining us, even though it'll be
AI is already entertaining us.
Right, but
did I send the thing with the SpongeBob? Somebody made a script for AI. Because you know, AI is just a script, and the script is you have a couple versions of AI running simultaneously. Basically, what it comes the final product is. It's making a SpongeBob show with the the characters with the voices,
okay,
the background, the whole city.
Fast forward.
But it's making up its own story as it's going on. And there's no ending. It's just nonstop, almost like they're living their lives. And it just makes a show as the time goes on. And one of the things that they had cut out was SpongeBob and Patrick talking about, are we alive? Or is there somebody making us into a movie?
Oh my God.
And it's like a, it's a
right there, that's a movie.
It's a conversation that the AI is talking to each other, basically.
No. Yeah. No, yeah. We're not doing this, guys. It's Friday. Make sure you hit that button, whatever it is.
It's down there somewhere.
We're not asking you to listen to the show. Just fucking hit the button, go on, yo. Let the robots listen, pay for
subscribe. You don't have to watch the show when it pops up. Just keep scrolling. But just subscribe at least.
Maybe you should do some videos of you doing the robot gang gang.
Gang gang. Gang gang.
But come up with another word for it.
Bro, I've seen one that make, oh my God, there's a hot dog one,
so stupid,
and there's so many that they go glizzy and they act like they're sucking on it, and the people just send it over and over again. They just so, bro, the stuff people do to make money is, and all I think about is this. Her is not too bad, honestly. Her gang 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 is not too bad, but the ones that are doing crazy stuff like that, you know what I imagine?
What?
I imagine somebody 50 years from now, like, oh, I found the old video of grandma when she was younger, look at her. And the kid's like, oh, that's grandma.
No. Yeah, that's how embarrassing. Listen, I'm not coming from a hating perspective. I'm just saying it's not my cup of tea. But I get it. Get that paper.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If
course,
they're
so
throwing that money, I take mean, it, yeah. Shoot.
Especially if you're.
And it doesn't involve me doing, you know, inappropriate things. I'm with it. Sure,
why
not?
People there that. Because you think, okay, she's pretty. So that's why she's. There's people that I've seen that are not attractive, at least for my opinion. And they're getting. People are sending stuff.
I know.
And whatever. You got a 50 cents a quarter or whatever. $5
And they
cents.
Spend hours on the app, though. Don't get the twisted.
Hours. They're putting, hours. They're putting in work.
That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, they're putting in work.
They're putting in work, yeah.
And it must be getting them something if they keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's simple mathematics.
And here, you know what it is? It's one of those things where if you see the thing pop up, you're like, ooh, I want to keep going.
Oh, yeah. No, it's addictive. Yeah. When I've gotten gifts, I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
I bet you.
Do I thank you?
You ever seen the video of the
you guy? See their name. You see Billy Bob sent you a little bear. Like, oh, shit. Do I say thanks?
I'm great. Okay, show me titties and just all right. You ever seen the video of the guy? There's a guy in not New Zealand. Oh, maybe New Zealand, where he takes wood, planks of wood, he cuts them, and he carves designs into it, like doors and stuff. And he just records them. He goes live. And one time he's doing it, and somebody gave him a dollar. He's like, "What was that?" Like, he never got money before. He looked at it, he goes, "Oh, somebody gave me a dollar." He goes, "Come on, don't give me a dollar. I'm just doing this for fun. This is my job or whatever. Don't give me." And he's like, "How can I give it back?" And he's trying to give it back. And then all of a sudden people are like, "Yo, he's such a nice guy. Let's give him more money." And it just goes crazy. To the president of New Zealand went to visit him because he became so popular. He didn't want it. He was just doing, you know, what he loves. He just wanted to show the world, "Hey, look what I do. This is a cool thing, huh?"
He's caking it.
He's caking it, and I wish him the best.
This is why AI would never replace that type of scenario.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the movie theater stuff.
Write your fucking movie. That's what you need to do.
Gang gang.
No.
Gang gang.
Listen, if you're into it, you're into it. Get it.
Get
the raise, man.
Subscribe to her and tell her about us.
So we get famous.
So we can get on the show. Let's do it. That'd be so much fun.
And you
do. I'll be like, look, you do this show with us, but in that character. Don't talk to us normal. Talk to us like, hey, welcome, basement. How are you? Like a robot.
Wow, we're grown ass men here. Here we go. The basement. We out. Happy Friday, mother.
Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side. And please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment. And maybe we'll respond back to you. And hopefully, you'll be a guest on our next episode. Turn to gods and disrespect. That's what to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the young is spitting. I'm spitting for where the sacred texts are given.